You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Blackwell and asked if he had something in his waistband. Blackwell responded and then fired shots. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Officials report life could be getting back to normal after days of riots and looting following the death of Freddie Gray. But USA's Russ Jones reports life for Baltimore police have been anything but normal.
While police and National Guard protected Baltimore from rioters and looters, Mercy Chef's co-founder Gary LeBlanc wondered who was serving the first responders.
They've been on duty for 11 days now, working 14-hour shifts, no days off.
Mercy Chefs is a nonprofit, faith-based organization that serves high-quality, professionally prepared meals during national disasters and emergencies like in Baltimore.
And we were startled when we got there to find out that almost to a one, they reported that they hadn't had a hot meal except for pizza in all that time.
LeBlanc deployed one of his state-of-the-art mobile kitchens to serve Baltimore police officers and the National Guard, who worked hard to enforce a curfew and keeping rioters at bay.
You know, these are folks that are stuck on the line and aren't able to get off the line to go home or to eat properly, and they just weren't being served. We thought that we should do something for them as they protected the city.
Mercy Chefs served 4,000 meals in 2 days with a donated cost of $8,000. I'm Russ Jones.
Convicted Boston Marathon bomber Zohar Tsarnaev has shown emotion in the court for the first time today. He cried as his aunt took the stand. She was also crying. Five of his Russian relatives are testifying at his trial. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Hi, and I'm Georgine Trinkle, your host today for Hot in Hunterdon, and today is May 4th, and I have a special guest in my studio. Peter, would you like to say hello to everyone?
Yeah, hello, everyone. Hi, Georgine. How are you?
I'm outstanding. Maybe you could give us your first and last name and where you're from.
Yeah, hi. My name is Peter Lasmus Olszewski. I am originally from Germany. I'm here in the United States since 15 years now. And I'm the co-owner of Flying Turtle Studio, which is a local weapon graphic design firm.
Excellent. Okay, well, that's what we're going to give a little tease then this afternoon. We're going to talk a little bit about website design and internet, and we're going to get settled in the studio here. We always start off, I have to turn you down if you can't behave, Peter. We always start off at Hot in Hunterdon with a quote, and we try to be relevant to our topic. So today's quote is this: innovation is the whim of an elite before it becomes a need of the public. So we are going to go right to a commercial, and then we'll be right back.
The news is sponsored by Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunted, and I'm the host, Georgine Trinkle, and I have Peter with me from Flying Turtle Studio. And Peter, we're going to test your mic again. Now I think it might be too close to you, but if you could say hello to our listeners before I do the weather.
Okay. I say hello once more.
I think we're good now.
Okay.
And too bad we weren't, we didn't have the video cameras in here when we went to the commercial break, because it was awfully fun to watch you have a little fitness challenge with the microphone this afternoon. So that was my fun chuckle of the day. But not everyone got to see that. But I did promise to do the weather when we came back from our commercial. So today is mostly sunny. We have a high near 84. It does feel like summer out there. You like the warm weather?
Loving it.
You drove up with your convertible.
I did.
It's a perfect day for it. It's mostly sunny today. And tonight is partly cloudy with a low around 54. We do have chance of showers tomorrow, so if you have the convertible out, you may want to make sure you
put
have the top.
Up.
Yep,
yes.
Absolutely. But it's still partly sunny with a high near 81. So tomorrow's looking pretty good. And honestly, the rest of the week is beautiful. We may have a slight chance of showers on Wednesday with a high of 72. Certainly beach days Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
Definite days to take advantage before the crowds pile onto the Jersey Shore. So I highly recommend Thursday or Friday for those great beach days. So, Peter, when I started giving the quote, I tried to be relevant. And then I rushed because I was a little concerned about our microphone situation over there. But I wanted you to know that I did select a quote from someone who is German. And his name proves it, Ludwig von Mises.
Well, that sounds German to me.
So he talks about innovation as the whim of an elite before it becomes a need of the public. And I thought that was an interesting quote to start out with and to start talking about the internet, because, of course, at first, the internet wasn't affordable to everyone. And as a person who builds websites now, that it's common practice, almost every company has a website or a Facebook page. But in the beginning, that really wasn't the case. So I wanted to remind people that initially the internet wasn't for everyone, and it wasn't very affordable at all. You would have to pay a charge, and if you were on the internet for 30 minutes, there was a charge for that. It wasn't unlimited.
You remember the good old AOL days?
I'm not going to admit to remembering them, but I certainly could have read about them.
You could have. Yeah, but there was a time when you got those CDs in the mail for... Yeah, and I remember being, during the AOL days, being still back in Germany. That must have been 16, 17 years ago. And back home, the phone was not like here, was not free, the local calls. So I paid a fortune back then as a user of somebody who wanted to be able to go online, and that was terrible. And now, luckily, it's available a lot more affordable for many people, which is good.
It really is. I know the one thing, in some states they've pushed it a little more than others, and I don't know where New Jersey is on this right now, but if you remember with the phone companies, they came out with something called Lifeline, so everyone could afford to have a phone, and local charges were very minimal. Maybe it's $10 or $60 a year to make sure there was phone access. And there was some legislation to try to drive that for the internet, so low-income individuals could at least have basic internet coverage. That's not happening right now, but I hope that is something that happens in the future, like a lifeline for the internet.
With how just education is progressing, how children need the internet to be able to learn, get their homework online, do basic tasks online, it would be beneficial. It would be great if everybody had access to the internet and everybody had the opportunity to be on an equal playing field and being able to do their homework and their studies. And I hope we get there eventually.
I do too, because knowledge shouldn't be based on your income. Everyone should have equal access to knowledge. And while it's great that we have local libraries where you can sign up and go to the internet, it's not always convenient or feasible. And I read a report that said about 70% of homework requires the internet today.
Right.
So,
and as you know, where we come from, Warren County, to get to the library, the thing is in the middle of nowhere. And that by itself, for children where the parents are working from 9 to 5 or are home from at 7 o'clock at night, there's basically no way they have the opportunity to go to the library. So, yeah, let's hope that at one point in time we are at a point that everybody is getting access to the internet at a reasonable rate.
That would be phenomenal, and we do try to be hopeful over here at Hot 100. So, you know, a look back at how far we've come from, you know, the initial access to the internet where it was so very cost prohibitive for most families, and even email, you needed to have an account and there was a charge for your email account, and now it's, you know, mostly free and you can have multiple mailboxes. So hopefully next time you come back to Hot 100, we'll be able to talk about maybe some legislation that is passed in New Jersey that allows the most basic of internet services to be free and or affordable for families, because we do hate when there's barriers of education based on income. Seems very unfair. So, Peter, thanks again for coming to the studio here in Flemington, which is located at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offices, which I know Flying Turtle Studio is a member of the chamber. And as a business owner, we're talking about the opportunity to build websites for people. And that's one of the things. You have many services that you provide at Flying Turtle Studio, including you build websites.
That's what... Yeah, that's how we started back in the day, in 1999, long time ago. We started with building websites for clients, which has evolved, of course, over the last 15 years to multiple other services we are providing. But yeah, we started with building websites for clients, and back in the day it was like the Wild Wild West, but that was... most certainly more challenging. And
Peter, did you ride your horse into work or what?
No, we did not. But
back
it was,
in the day.
It was a lot more, I want to say, it was more fun. The opportunities were greater. People, not everybody had a website back then. Now everybody needs to have a website. Many people we are dealing with have two or three websites built after we started. So, yeah, that's how we started, building websites.
Okay, we're going to take a commercial break in a few minutes. So before we do that, can we talk about some of the products and services that you provide at Flying Turtle Studio, and then we could talk in more detail about them. So you have website design and development, and you also host websites.
Yes, we host websites for our clients. I mean, we would host websites for everybody, but mainly we do it for our clients, just for convenience, our convenience. We don't really want to deal with many times when clients have their website hosted at places outside of our organization, we don't really have access to it. So if they're hosted on our service, we have access to the service. We can make changes. We don't have to be verified or have to call in so we have access. So we build websites, we host websites. Big part of our business is graphic design. We do the whole branding package, the whole marketing package, logo design, trade show booth design, every piece of printed material you can or need for your business we have done in the past. Packaging design we have done a lot of. And lately, we are doing a lot of photography.
And that's your area of specialty, isn't
it? That is my area of specialty. In the past, we would purchase images on image banks. But how the internet or the website have progressed, people want to be more social. And instead of showing the secretary, which is a stock image nowadays, It is preferable to show the real secretary who works there, and show the real people working there, and show the real building and the real office. In the era of social media, that is preferred. And also purchasing images has gotten fairly expensive. And many times it's more cost effective to just go there and take photography. And with that said, for everybody who's listening and has a website, you should always make sure that you license your images, not just grab them off the web. It can be extremely, extremely costly just to grab a picture from somewhere. You may think you can just take it, but many times these pictures belong to somebody, and we have seen instances where people have been fined $1,000 a picture. So make sure your images on your websites are licensed, and if you don't want to purchase it, take them yourself, but don't just grab them off the web.
That's great advice, Peter. So just a little reminder about the images, and make sure that you have the rights to them, yep, or you pay the appropriate copyright fees.
Yep.
We're going to go to a quick commercial, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about some of the services and products of Flying Turtle Studio and a little bit about the images.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. Crime Stoppers of Hunterdon County and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce are offering a free seminar, Keeping Your Business Safe, on Tuesday, April 28th at 5:30 at the Historic Courthouse in Flemington. This program will include a presentation by Prosecutor Anthony Kearns and then an in-depth discussion by the FBI about physical security and identity theft, followed by presentations on cloud security. Registration is free, but please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-782-3909 to register today. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
And we're back here at Hot in Hunterdon. I'm Georgine Trinkle, and I have Peter with me from Flying Turtle Studio, which is an exceptional company for all your print and social media needs. Did I get that right?
Website, print, social media, video, photography.
Oh, video. We didn't even talk about that before, Peter.
Have not.
We were just talking about photography, and I know that you do a lot of photography for work, but I've also seen some of your other work that is, just beautiful pictures of nature. Did you have any training in photography, or is just something that you have a natural aptitude for?
Thank you so much, Georgie.
Your pictures are beautiful.
Thanks. I have not. I have taken photos forever, really, and I don't know. Turns out that I'm not all that bad.
You're very modest. Your pictures are beautiful.
So, and because it was becoming more important in our business, it just kind of happened that that I'm the one who is taking care of it.
Well, I think it's great. And right before we went on the break, we were talking about some other very important and valuable piece of knowledge that you imparted to our listeners, which was when they're building a website or working with images, to make sure that they have the copyright for those images.
Yeah. Or at least, I would at least, if you have your nephew or your friend's son or whoever these days is building websites, I would at least ask to make sure that everything which is used for your business online is properly licensed and you have the right to use it. Otherwise, you will get in a fair amount of trouble, and you don't want to have your business shut down before you even start. So yeah, make sure that everything is properly licensed.
Thank you, Peter. I think that's a very helpful tip for people. And we were talking about some of the services. We skipped right over the video services.
Video.
Let's talk about that.
Video seems to be the latest and greatest, as you know. And just as with the photography, we have started to create videos because we have been asked if we could do it. And never really mind the challenge, so, and it turned out to be a lot of fun. It's something different. You have to have some vision of how you think the thing is going to come out in the end. And I have a couple very talented people around me, and they write the scripts, and they tell me what to do, and I will be then the one who is mainly responsible for capturing the picture in the best light, and that's what I do. But yeah, it is another avenue these days, social media and YouTube, and where we recommend to our clients if there's a possibility to take a video of either their products or how the manufacturing process works or how the general operation works, or maybe introducing their company and their services. It appears that people, clients, customers are a lot more eager to learn about a company if they don't have to read about it, but if they're able to see it. People like to look at videos. They like to look at people. They don't like to read. So, it has become important.
And I think more and more, it's so easy just to click on a button. It terrifies me. I prefer to read. I actually shy away from those videos. I don't know what's going to be in there, but it's actually difficult to even find print. When you're looking at a company and you're trying to find information about a company, you get all these clips and these links to YouTube videos, and there's no more print media really on the website. You're not downloading the prospectus or the annual report. It's, you know, the chairperson delivering that message on a quick clip.
Yeah, considering that you're sitting in front of 400 buttons, I don't think you're terrified of anything. All the sliders and knobs, it's very impressive. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. In addition to making things, you know, sometimes you're able to explain things better when you say them than when you write about it, though. And on top of it, for us, it's important to give our clients another avenue of traffic to the website, which is nowadays, I see my son, I see my daughter, and they spend a fair amount of time on YouTube. And I myself, maybe you too, many times, if I don't know how to break my or fix my wife's coffee maker, I will go on YouTube, or I will get my instructions from YouTube. So it's another traffic stream to our clients' services and websites. So yeah, we like it. It's great.
And how long does it take if a company wanted to do a video, if they have an event coming up, you know, in 2 months? Is it a fairly quick process to go from a phone call to inquire about a video to production?
Yes. We have done videos where we started on, we created them in a week. So it depends on what your schedule is, but we usually take one day where we would go and take all the videos, the B-roll, everything we need about the company. I mean, it depends on what the actual task is, but if it's just like talking heads, it's going to go quick. And as I said, I think it's a lot more, it's a lot easier for people to watch a video and understand what the person has to say than read about it.
I think that's true for a lot of people. A lot of people like that image. They like to see a person.
Yes.
And it's not a, you know, if they're choosing a company, they want to choose a company where they feel like they know the people.
Yes. I mean, you have many times you have these businesses online and you really don't know who's behind it. I mean, they can be in China, they can be in India, they can be anywhere. I mean, even if you say you're in Maryland, you don't necessarily need to be in Maryland. And a video photography of the people puts faces to an organization. And that does not necessarily only go for commercial businesses. It also goes for non-profit like NovusCap, where you are able to learn about your case workers or your program directors long before you actually go there and engage with them. So maybe you go and look at the NovusCap website and you see a person that you feel comfortable long before you actually go there, and it will help you. It will help you to actually make a decision to engage with anyone, really.
That's true. Sometimes the relationship and that feeling of trust that you have because you feel like you know someone because you've seen their pictures or
yes.
watched the video, I think it definitely helps in the relationship building. So very, very good points here today, Peter. Thank you for sharing that and about the photography and the video.
Yeah.
Products that you provide at Flying Turtle Studio. And now maybe we should give everyone your website address.
Oh,
how about that?
Thank you so much. Our website address is www.flyingturtle.net. That's how you got to our website.
And do you have a video of you or some of your key partners up on that website?
We are in the process of building a new website. But as you know, how's that with the shoemakers?
It's the shoemakers'
kids.
Children have
yeah.
no shoes because the shoemaker's too busy building and creating everyone else's shoes. So
while we're still not unhappy with our current website, it is in need of a facelift. And we're working on it. And on the new website, we will have photography of the people working there and video. And it's just part of it.
Okay, and if people want to get to know who is at Flying Turtle Studio, do you have a profile section or some
sure.
pictures, those kind of things,
sure,
of the key players?
We will be profiling the key players.
Great. And you also have a Facebook page.
Yes.
And that keeps people engaged.
Yes.
And that's Flying Turtle Studio. You Google that on Facebook and it comes up?
Yes.
Okay, great. So we have the website, which is www.flyingturtle.net. And, of course, you could learn a little bit more about Flying Turtle Studio and their services on their Facebook page, which if you go into Facebook or you just go from Google, Flying Turtle Studios, that will come up. And
you would assume that nobody comes up with a company name like Flying Turtle Studio or Flying Turtle, but turns out that by now a whole bunch of Flying Turtles are
really?
Around. Absolutely. We just discovered a Flying Turtle beer company in Germany. There seems to be a very popular Flying Turtle toy. So there are Flying Turtles all over the place. but I think we are the original Flying Turtles. And that's it.
Okay, great. Well, right. When we come back from, we're going to go to news and for a little bit, because obviously that's important over here. We want to find out what's going on in the world. And then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about, maybe you'll give us some tips on internet safety or security and these new things where everything says mobile-friendly devices.
Absolutely.
Get a little insight on that.
You got it.
Great. So right now we'll go to the news, and then we'll be back with Peter and information on Flying Turtle Studios.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. There are reports of another shooting in Baltimore. Fox News crews say they heard gunshots, saw a black man on the ground, a gun next to him, and then an ambulance took him to the hospital. But Baltimore police say no one was shot. More details as they become available. The FBI is investigating the Phoenix apartment of two gunmen who attacked a security officer at a community center last night in the Dallas suburb of Garland. It occurred during an event featuring cartoon depictions of the Prophet Muhammad, according to Officer Joe Harn.
There were additional officers that were hired for this event by the school district. We had talked with them in preparing for this event in case something like this happened.
At least one of the men, Elton Simpson, may have had links to terror groups. He was convicted in Arizona of lying to the FBI in 2010 during a terrorism investigation. The other man has been identified as Nadir Sufi. This is USA Headline News.
If you're losing your hair, it's probably thinning, drying out, or breaking off. There's an incredible new product you need to know about. It's called Ovation Cell Therapy. Men and women across the country are raving about it.
I can't believe it. No prescriptions, no transplants, just a shampoo and simple application of Ovation Cell Therapy. It really works. My hair is stronger and thicker in just weeks.
My hairstylist suggested Ovation Cell Therapy to help restore my brittle and damaged hair. Wow. I can't believe how shiny and long my hair is now.
Ovation Cell Therapy really works. For thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier hair, just go to ovationhair.com to learn more about the money-back guarantee. It costs less than prescription meds and can restore any type of hair. Your hair can look healthy again, naturally, with Ovation Cell Therapy. Go to ovationhair.com and enter USA News at checkout to receive a special introductory discount. That's ovationhair.com, and don't forget to enter USA News for your special discount.
The Republican field of presidential hopefuls continues to grow, USA's Russ Jones explains.
The growing field of GOP presidential candidates now includes retired neurosurgeon Dr. Ben Carson, and Hillary Clinton is no longer the only woman seeking the Oval Office. Former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina announced her bid for the White House. Fiorina says Clinton should not be president for many reasons.
She does not have a track record of accomplishment because she lacks the candor and the transparency that are so necessary to leadership, and because she will pursue a set of policies that crush possibilities and the potential of this great nation.
And former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee is also expected to enter the race this week. I'm Russ Jones.
The NYPD officer shot in the head this weekend has died from his wounds. 25-year-old officer Brian Moore was killed by an ex-con, Demetrius Blackwell. Moore was driving in an unmarked police car Saturday when he pulled up next to Blackwell and asked if he had something in his waistband. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Two appointees of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie have answered federal charges in Newark, New Jersey in the George Washington Bridge traffic probe. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
At an initial court appearance, former Christie appointees Bill Baroni and Bridget Ann Kelly pleaded not guilty to federal charges that they used public resources, access to the George Washington Bridge, for private purposes, political retribution. Baroni, who was the governor's top appointee to the bi-state agency that operates the bridge, asserted his innocence outside court. I would not risk my reputation or my job to do something like this, he said. Kelly, who was Christie's deputy chief of staff, is the official who sent the infamous email, "Time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee." They're out on $150,000 bond. I'm Warren Levinson.
Convicted Boston Marathon bomber Zohar Tsarnaev has shown emotion in the court for the first time. He cried as his aunt took the stand. She was also crying. Five of his Russian relatives are testifying at his trial today as his lawyers continue to make their case for the jury to spare his life. The royal baby has a name. Officials say Britain's newborn princess has been named Charlotte Elizabeth Diana. She is the second child of Prince William and his wife Kate. She will be known as Her Royal Highness Princess Charlotte of Cambridge, fourth in the line to the throne. William and Kate introduced the baby princess Saturday evening, just 12 hours after Kate checked into London's St. Mary's Hospital. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And we're back here at Hot in Hunterdon, and I am your host, Georgine Trinkle. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be right back.
Hi, I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
And we're back here at Houghton Hunterdon, and I'm Georgine Trinkle. And we're going to give you a little bit of weather today. I have Peter in the studio with me from Flying Turtle Studio. And we're here talking about website designs and internet products, photography, and video as well. So we have a lot of things going on in the studio today. And right now, we're going to give you a beautiful forecast for the entire week. So it is absolutely beautiful convertible weather, right, Peter?
Yes.
Peter drove in with the car top completely down.
Yes.
And it's a great day for that. We have no chance of shower or rain today. It's a beautiful 85 degrees. And tomorrow, maybe a few showers before 1 p.m., and then maybe some showers and thunderstorms between 1 and 2. But it's a very warm day with a high around 80 tomorrow. So I think that you can have the top down, but just have the cover ready.
Be quick to get it up.
Yep, absolutely. Right. But don't keep the hard top up. Definitely take it down, because we're talking only about a tenth or a quarter of an inch of rain. And then Wednesday, we have a slight chance of showers before 2 p.m., but really it's beautiful the rest of the day. Sunny with a high of 76. And we have Thursday and Friday. I am declaring them beach days, Peter.
Yes. I think you're doing a good job there presenting the weather.
It makes us want to go down the shore, doesn't it?
It does.
Excellent. So we wanted to come back after the break and talk a little bit about internet security, because for a lot of people, they don't know some of the information that's on their screen when they log on. So maybe you could give us a little bit of information about how to, be safe on the internet.
It's a fairly large topic, Georgine. I would say, first, don't click on anything you don't know. Don't download anything you don't know about. Make sure you have your antivirus software updated at all times. If you have a firewall, make sure you follow the suggestions on websites which you should not visit. And that should help a great deal. And in addition to, I would suggest not to go on any websites where you get warnings and you don't know who's presenting the content.
Peter, can I ask, there's a lot of different website internet securities. Are they all pretty good?
No, they're not.
Is there a way to research the company that you're going to use that would be effective for our listeners?
You know, many times I want to say it's personal preference. Many times, unfortunately, computers come preloaded with the security software. I have my favorites. Other people have their favorites. For me, it's important that a software is, first of all, it's good. It's around for some time. It is important to me that it is not bogging down our computers, and that's it. I hope in the future to have, instead of having different security software on each individual client, I hope to have a hardware solution in our offices where all the computers are protected by one single device. But again, my advice for everybody would be, make sure everything is updated. Keep your subscriptions up. Make sure you have the latest antivirus definition downloaded, and don't click on anything. And if something comes in and you don't know where it's from, even if it says, I don't know.
Aunt Betty. It's Aunt Betty's email.
Yes. I would not. Or your tax documents, download them here, or any of these things. I would be very careful to download anything and open anything. So
I know one thing that I've done is I have a removable hard drive, and I don't do it every month. It's every quarter. when my taxes are due. That's actually when I download everything to my removable hard drive as a secondary backup, just in case.
It is. I just had a client who's in Flemington here, and she just lost everything due to a hard drive failure. And it is prudent to make sure that you have a backup of your most important files. I would go as far and say to back up your whole hard drive in case you have a failure or a virus or anything of that like, that you can get your computer back up and running within the matter of hours.
And it's really easy and quick to do it with the removable hard drive. It's a drag and drop thing. And it's pink, Peter, so I really like it.
I cannot go with pink hard drives. I didn't even know they sell pink hard drives. Where do you buy pink hard drives?
Just ask me. I'll find out for you. I'll tell you where I got it. But it does help a lot because I made the mistake of always just saving things on a jump drive and until I lost one. And then, and it actually, I did lose one, and then I won, and no longer it had the slide, so no one can see me because we're on the radio. So it's my my actual mimicking what I'm doing isn't making it easier to understand for the listeners, but it had a slide on it. So what happened is it actually broke off, so it was no longer usable, and everything was on it, and there was no way to get that information back. So now I have about four of those and my quarterly backup, because we do keep a lot of information on our computer. And until you lose everything, you don't understand how important it is to back information up and to make sure that your security updates are up to date.
Very clever, Georgie. I mean, you're absolutely right. These days, people have their whole life on a computer. I mean, from taking pictures of the grandkids to the taxes to the bank information, and everything is on there. Yeah, it is absolutely crucial that first you make sure that it's safe, that you have a backup of it, but also that not anybody can gain access of your files through the web. And people are trying on a daily basis. We get reports on our web servers trying to be hacked at least 50 times a day by people all over the world. So keep your antivirus, your your internet security solutions up to date, and that will help a great deal.
And I think people forget that the threat is so very real. In the paper every week, there's a university, there's a major company, a corporation.
Absolutely.
That they have been hacked, and they, you know, spend a considerable amount of money trying to secure that. So we have to take precautions for our home users as well, and just do the simple things. Don't do when it says "remind me later." Don't just keep hitting "remind me later" and not going back and doing the upgrade. So the security is really important, and it's important to check on that. If you know, you're listening to us and saying, "I have no idea what they're talking about," run, don't walk, to the nearest security center, to the internet site that tells you about the different products that they have that you can get on your computer to make sure that you minimize the threats for, I guess, viruses. Is it still a virus?
If you're unsure, maybe you can just pick up one of those Consumer Reports booklets where these antivirus and security solutions are tested, and they test them thoroughly, and maybe you can go with one of the recommendations there.
That's an excellent idea.
All right.
Excellent idea. Well, I was saying to Peter during the break that studio time here
flies.
It really does. So we do have to pay the bills, Peter, which means that it is time for a quick commercial here. So we will be right back with Peter from Flying Turtle, which is www.flyingturtle.net.
Hi. I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down. falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to forwardnewjersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunter, and I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and I have with me Peter from Flying Turtle Studios. And we've been talking about some of the products and services that their business provides, as well as just some helpful information to keep our listeners safe when they're using the internet and or building a website to make sure that they're not you're not selecting images that someone else has the copyright for, and that you're updating your computer so that you don't get viruses or limit the risk to your computer and all your information. And Peter reminded us all how important it is to keep those updates current and to always make sure that we back up our data and keep it safe from hackers. Unfortunately, it sounds like a concept that's not real, that people would actually spend their time trying to hack and use other people's information. And of course, we know from the number of fraud reports and identity thefts that it's a very, very real concern. So I appreciate, Peter, you giving everyone a little bit of information about safety and how to safe and secure, you know, safeguard their information. But I wanted to still talk a little bit about something that I'm seeing now all the time, and I don't exactly know what it means, but every time I go with my very smartphone.
That's right.
It says mobile-friendly website.
Yes.
So what can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, mobile-friendly websites, Georgine, are websites which are mobile-friendly.
Now, Peter, don't make me work for it. What exactly does a mobile-friendly website mean?
In the past, we have built websites which mainly have been used on your home computer. And we designed websites to fit a certain screen size, and that's what they did, and that was it. With the advent of all the phones, cell phones, iPads, iPhones, it became necessary to have websites which resize based on the screen size you have. That means something which is fitting on your desktop screen will resize properly to also fit on your iPad, and will resize properly to also fit on your phone. And our friends from Google, not too long ago, I think 2 weeks ago, made it mandatory, basically, for your website to be mobile friendly if you want to come up in their mobile search results. That means if you type in shoe store in Flemington, and your website was not mobile friendly, and you look at the website or for a website on your phone, you would not show up anymore. So these days, all the websites we build are mobile friendly. It's called responsive. It's called responsive design. All the websites will resize based on what device you use to give the user the best experience. And that's it. It's a fairly nice technology, and it will help a great deal for displaying your websites properly on all devices.
And the one thing we want to encourage companies is not just to convert it, because without really thinking about it, we had this discussion last week. All of a sudden, then all of your text is just really shortened and very, very long. So you haven't really, while it's mobile friendly and it'll show up in the search, you haven't really done your people who are looking for your company any great service, because now it's so inconvenient to read the text because you have to just keep scrolling down and scrolling down. So there's certainly a way to make sure that this responsive design shows up on someone's device in a way that they can read it without going through so much of a hassle to get some basic information.
That is correct. I am a big proponent of creating content or displaying content, which should be then also different for the phone. While the website designs properly for a phone, it still is the same website you have on a desktop. And if you have a lot of content which may look great on your desktop, it resizes properly on your phone, but it will be fairly long and it's going to be scrolling down and scrolling down. So I would then recommend to rework your content or display only parts on your phone which are relevant to be done on the phone. I mean, we all are on data plans and we all are on limited data plans on our cell phones, which is unfortunate, but that's the reality. And I'm not sure if on the phone we need to have every picture and every piece of text and every animation on the phone we also have on a desktop. I don't think that should be the case. So I prefer to have a mobile-friendly website for the phone, but I would like it to be slimmed down. I like it to be less involved than the whole thing would be on an iPad or on your desktop, if that makes sense.
It sounds like a really good plan for people. And if someone has a website and they're not sure if their website is mobile-friendly and that they'll show up in searches, is there a way they can check that easily?
Yeah, Google has provided a link, and maybe later on we can give your listeners the URL to check for your website being mobile-friendly. But it's fairly easy to test. I mean, all you have to do is go on your phone, look up your own URL, and if the website does not resize properly and you have to scroll from the left to the right to see your navigation, or that is a good indicator for your website not being mobile friendly.
And also, you may not show up on searches.
If you search for the website, you should on Google, you should not show up anymore for mobile searches.
And that's something that just happened in the last 2 weeks, correct?
Yes. I think on the 21st of April, they came up with that brilliant idea.
So a lot of companies and businesses really should check that out. Go on your phone, put the company search in, and if it doesn't come out at all, you're not mobile friendly at all, and then take a look at your website. See, can it be slimmed down? Can it be a little more user friendly for the mobile
application?
Yeah, absolutely. So that you're getting information and it's valuable and it's concise and you're not spending all of your time just again, I'm using gestures that have no meaning for our listeners, but it does get to be a little tiresome just to have to keep swiping the phone and going on the pages to get the information that you want.
Yes.
So I like your idea to create a mobile-friendly website that doesn't have every single photo and video, but it has the information that you need, and you need it in a hurry. So that's always very nice. I appreciate being able to get information quickly when you're on your phone, especially often you're using your phone because you need something
sure.
right away.
And also on top of that, if you have to download pictures and you are on a data plan and you are on a 3G network and these images they take longer to download than a bit of text, animation sliders, it takes longer to download, and it's essentially using your bandwidth. And we want to make sure that our users at the end will get the best experience on the phone and on an iPad and on the desktop. And for me personally, I don't believe That on the phone we need to display everything we display on a desktop.
Excellent, excellent information. And I'm sure for people who are not aware that Google has this new search for the mobile-friendly websites, I think a lot of people will be right now probably Googling things. So thanks for sharing that information, Peter. Peter, we are almost out of time, so I just want to wrap up with some of the services from Flying Turtle Studio. Again, your website, people can learn more about you, your services and products by going to www.flyingturtle.net. But we did talk about some of the things that you do and do quite well at Flying Turtle Studio with your team, which is design work. You do work to help with products, packaging. You, of course, your website design, development, security, hosting websites, all of the print media that you do, from designing a postcard to invitations to publications for all different markets, working within the budget of a company, being able to find a product that is affordable so that your customers are happy with the end product. I know those things are very important to you, to make sure that people have the product and services and that they're happy with them. I know customer service is a big area of value at Flying Turtle Studio. Is there anything that I missed? We talked about the photography and the video. Anything about Flying Turtle that I missed or that you want to add?
You did a terrific job, Georgine. Thank you so much.
Great. It was so much fun having you here at the studio, which is located at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington. We know that the next few days you'll be riding around in your convertible, so we know that you may have to put the hard top on for a few minutes tomorrow, but hopefully you'll be zipping around, and I hope that you heed my information on the beach day.
I think I will be working, Georgine. For some reason, it's not often that I have the chance to just get out during the daytime and do this. So I think most of the time the convertible will be in the garage. All right.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Peter, but I do appreciate that you're here at Hot and Hunterdon. We're going to go to a quick commercial and then the news, and then I hope our listeners stay with us. Ruth Ann Celebration Hour is coming up next at the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio. So stay with us.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. There are reports of another shooting in Baltimore. Fox News crews say they heard gunshots, saw a black man on the ground, a gun next to him, and then an ambulance took him to the hospital. But Baltimore police say no one was shot. More details as they become available. The FBI is investigating the Phoenix apartment of two gunmen who attacked a security officer at a community center last night in the Dallas suburb of Garland. It occurred during an event featuring cartoon depictions of the Prophet Muhammad, according to Officer Joe Harn.
There were additional officers that were hired for this event by the school district. We had talked with them in preparing for this event in case something like this happened.
At least one of the men, Elton Simpson, may have had links to terror groups. He was convicted in Arizona of lying to the FBI in 2010 during a terrorism investigation. The other man has been identified as Nadir Sufi. This is USA Headline News.
If you're losing your hair, it's probably thinning, drying out, or breaking off. There's an incredible new product you need to know about. It's called Ovation Cell Therapy. Men and women across the country are raving about it.
I can't believe it. No prescriptions, no transplants, just a shampoo and simple application of Ovation Cell Therapy. It really works. My hair is stronger and thicker in just weeks.
My hairstylist suggested Ovation Cell Therapy to help restore my brittle and damaged hair. Wow. I can't believe how shiny and long my hair is now.
Ovation Cell Therapy really works. For thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier hair, just go to ovationhair.com to learn more about